Now, over the past few months, we've been looking at proposed changes and indeed concluded changes from DWP, the Department of Work and Pensions, all around welfare benefits and those that affect people with visual impairments. Now, we have been discussing over time the proposed changes to attendance allowance. There has been an announcement on that, and to discuss that, we have with us Jeff Fimister from RNIB. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
So tell us, first of all, Jeff, for those of us who probably aren't aware of attendance allowance, what does it actually mean? Who qualifies?
Well, attendance allowance is to help pay for the additional costs of disability. And we've done research on this, and we know the sorts of things that blind and partially sighted people spend is on, which is basically to do with independent living, to get out and about, to pay for transport, to get somebody to help with the shopping or the gardening, etc., etc. So it's attendance allowance is the version that's for people aged 65 and over. Under 65, there's personal independence payment and disability living allowance, but we're talking about attendance allowance here, which is age 65 plus. And it's a relatively generous benefit by benefit standards, in that it's £55 a week will be the usual rate for somebody who was visually impaired, although if they have other disabilities, they may well get the higher rate, which is £82 a week. So relatively generous, not means tested, not based on national insurance contributions, and not taxable. So attendance allowance is a very good thing as far as we're concerned.
Now, there were some proposed changes, some big shake-ups from DWP, and attendance allowance was one of those they were looking at. What was the intention to change?
Well, intention is this stems from the fact that because it's a benefit which, if you qualify, you get it, there's no rationing or anything, and the Treasury, of course, is a bit uneasy with that, so the government came up with proposals to shift the money out of the social security system and pass this across to local councils to ration it through their probably through their social care systems. So it would have changed. They were going to do this through the business rates, a bit complicated, but the idea was basically, instead of it being a benefit that you could claim, you would have to apply to the local council, who would be able to either give it you or not give it you, depending on their financial circumstances. So that's obviously very bad news in the context of severe restrictions on local authorities' funding. And we think it's a bad idea anyway for disabled people, because, you know, we want a clear entitlement, you know, not some discretionary rationing system. But it would be particularly bad for blind and partially sighted people, who tend, unless they have other disabilities, they tend to do pretty badly out of the social care system.
Would it be fair to say, Jeff, that the councils themselves weren't too happy about this either?
No, they weren't. We had lots of discussions with the local government association over this, and no, they weren't, for two reasons. The people in local governments who are concerned with independent living, with supporting disabled people in the community, they had the same concerns as we did, but also the finance people in local government didn't trust the Treasury. Surprise, surprise. And somehow formed the view that they might be shortchanged on the deal, especially in the future, as the number of older people increases, and therefore the call on attendance allowance would increase. So no, local government didn't want this, and we worked closely with local governments over this, and they stuck to their guns, so that was extremely helpful. We had a big campaign over this. It's fair to say, I think, this RNIB pretty much were first off the blocks amongst the disability organisations over this, because we knew what was coming. We've had this battle before. Something similar happened in 2009-10, and we had that proposal drop then. So we were ready for it this time, and we did lots of different things, including getting our supporters to write to their MPs. So we had letters going to MPs. We went to see MPs. We had an action on our website to help people to write to their MPs. We produced a submission to the consultation. And we were very, very keen to generate an understanding in Parliament and Whitehall this was not just a matter of a little bit of local devolution. This was phasing out a very important benefit. And a lot of people got that. Talking to MPs, including Conservative MPs, they very much appreciated the danger. And I think that built up a strong sense that this wasn't something that was going to go down very well with the public. And so last week, the government announced they were dropping the idea. This would not be transferred to local authorities, and attendance allowance will carry on as it is. So, of course, we're used to coming on your programme and talking about really bad things that are happening. So it's really nice to be able to first of all, to bring some good news, and secondly, to thank your listeners, because we know that that the number of blind and partially sighted people who wrote to their MPs was really, really helpful in trying to win this campaign.
And it really does show, Jeff, you know, as you say, it's the people getting involved. You know, it's not just the organisations like RNIB petitioning the government, campaigning and so on. It's about the people who are at the sharp end really getting there. And more visually impaired people are doing that. They're getting more and more involved in RNIB's campaigns because they see the benefits. And here's the justification.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And of course, this is the second quite big victory we've had recently. There was the proposal to restrict personal independence payment a few months ago, which I'm sure you'll remember that proposal was dropped. We were very involved in that, and our supporters were very involved in that. We had more than 1,000 blind and partially sighted people writing to their MPs. So it really, really is. You know, you really can change things by getting involved and letting people know your experiences. And, you know, many, many thanks to your listeners for their support over this.
And it doesn't take much either, does it, Jeff? You know, because RNIB pretty much prepare letters that you can download or you can just complete online. It can be all done for you. And here's the proof in the pudding. The changes have been dropped. So is it now just the status quo at the moment for attendance allowance anyway?
It is, yes. And I would say while I'm on that we know that not everybody who should be getting attendance allowance is getting it. So if you're 65 plus and you think you might be able to claim attendance allowance, then please get in touch with the RNIB helpline, 0303 123 9999, where our advice people are geared up to advising you and talking you through the claiming process. Like I say, £55 a week can make a real difference.
Absolutely, it does, Jeff. And some great news there for our listeners and those on attendance allowance. Just finally then, Jeff, if people would like to get a bit more involved in campaigning and supporting RNIB in making some of these changes, where can they go for more information?
The campaign's hotline can tell you about that. 020-7391-2123. And our campaigns people can tell you what we've got going at the moment at any given time.
Fantastic. Jeff, once again, congratulations on that result. Thanks to all our listeners and so on for getting involved. And thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
And thank you very much.